Time now to focus on the community on WAMW. Focus on the Community, presented each weekend by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. We celebrated Earth Day on Wednesday, and the actual celebration in Washington is going on this weekend out at the Conservation Club, and actually underway as we speak. So wanted to bring Sam Quast in with the Washington Wastewater Stormwater Department to just give us some tips, talk about Mother Earth, what we can do as citizens to just make our planet better for the future generations. Sam, good morning to you.
Good morning, Dwayne.
It's a topic that we don't talk about really enough, isn't it?
No, absolutely. We do not talk about it enough. People want to brush it aside and say, oh, it's fine, or I just did this, you know what I mean, which contributed a little bit to the problem. But nobody wants to step up and say that it is a problem. But I was at a training in early April, and Indiana was first, but not on the good list. Indiana
really?
Was first for the worst water, worst air quality that we have in the state, in the United States.
No kidding.
Yeah, we hit it. Our streams are contaminated. There's some communities that have reversed a little bit of that because they've been working on it for a while. Of course, you know, stormwater for me came around in 2004. I wasn't hired until 2006, but that's when we became a MS4 and had to start cleaning up our act for the city. So, and the state was enforcing it, but we have gotten to the point where that's how contaminated our waterways are.
I didn't know that, and there's probably a lot of people listening that weren't aware of that.
Right,
it's a problem. It's an issue for sure, and it's our own problem. We've created it.
Yes, we absolutely have. You pave something over, you take away. The environment is so good at correcting things. Like, so we built that 26-acre wetland out there for our overflow on our combined sewer and stormwater lines to treat our overflow. So once we fill the tank up, which is a 4-million-gallon tank, and we send as much as we can to the plant to process out the wastewater, then that water there is not as contaminated as the other water because it's so diluted. So then we send that to the wetland, and the wetland's doing a marvelous job cleaning up that water before it goes back out into Hawkins Creek. So we have vastly improved Hawkins Creek by doing that. But yes, the environment's so capable of taking care of it, but we abuse the environment. We bring in invasive species because we think they're pretty, and we want to plant them because they're pretty, but then they take over our environment and they kill off all of the native plants that we have that have a job in the ecosystem. And it's sad. It's sad what happens. We kill off, you know, food supplies for some of the bugs and things like that that are going on. That's milkweed. So we've killed off milkweed, which has affected the monarch butterflies. It's just, it all works together. And when we go messing with it, we really mess it up.
Now, we talked about this earlier in the week on the morning show, but one thing that is positive that I'm optimistic about is this new generation. I'm seeing, you know, Gen Z, the new generation, I'm seeing them become more aware, and they seem to be more into these issues, which is great to see.
Right, because if you think about how long it's taken us to get to where we are right now, and the damage that we've done getting here, they see the problems. They want a healthy environment. They want lakes that they can go and play in and not be afraid that they're going to die from the contamination of the waterways that you can get, the bacteria in the water, you know, that affects your brain and can kill you pretty quickly. So all these things are all related, and they want clean waterways to have and to leave to their children, and so do I. My grandkids, you know, I love them to pieces, and I would like for them to be able to experience the creek walks that I used to go on as a child, you know, and go out and play and find the things that are growing in the creek and what's going on and mushrooms and things like that. It's just it's not going to be there if we don't protect it.
That's so important. And again, Earth Day is celebrated one day, usually at the end of April, but it really needs to be every single day as far
as
that
goes. Yes, we need to, and just take responsibility for yourself, you know, just you and your family and what you do and the actions that you take. Just be responsible for you. Make sure that you don't have runoff, that your car's not leaking oil, that you're disposing of things appropriately and not tossing them into waterways or onto the ground. And just just start with you. That's what we want. This year's theme for Earth Day is Our Power, Our Planet, meaning that we have the ability to reverse things and to make things better if we try.
If we do it. And yeah, it's just each individual
yeah.
doing their part. So let's talk about some things we can do. Recycling. You know, recycling. And I'm guilty. I'm as guilty as the next guy. I don't know why. It just seems easier just to throw everything into one trash compartment.
Right.
Now you, on the other hand, you have it broke down to so many levels in your house. And I look at you as the example, what I need to be at. But let's start with recycling.
Okay. My worst part of mine is my food waste. And that's something that I don't do. I need to compost. I do need to start that project at my house. But when I set my trash out each week, I don't even have one bag of trash. It's usually like a quarter of a bag. And we're just talking the kitchen bags. We're not talking a 33-gallon. But I don't know how much trash that I put out. And it takes a few minutes of your time, and you do have to run it to wherever it goes. One of these days, and I know that's something that this mayor has really wanted to do, is to combine our recycling facilities together where hazardous waste and regular recycling are together in one spot and make it easier on people. We haven't accomplished that yet because of the cost of the project, but because I'll need a new building in order to accommodate the regular recycling portion of it. But it's a daily habit that you have to live with, and you can recycle chemicals and your electronics and your Freon items and all kinds of things in the city. So we are very fortunate as a community for the ability that we have. The one thing that everybody gripes at me about is glass. We don't have that yet. I need to work on that. It's just so heavy, and it's so cost prohibitive for us. It has been, but that's something in our community does need, is to be able to recycle glass, because the plastics are doing damage in our community, and we need to keep those out of our waterways totally. And then, and eventually, I bet our wastewater plant is going to have to put something in to take out PFAS out of the water, the plastics out of the water. I see that coming. That's on the horizon.
Well, so we're talking aluminum cans, we're talking cardboard, newspaper in some cases. I mean, these are all, you know, around Christmas time, you think of the Christmas boxes and what have you.
Oh, Amazon boxes nowadays.
Yeah.
People getting their deliveries daily have way more cardboard coming into their homes now than what they did before, because they're having stuff delivered.
Those are all recyclable.
Yes.
And just a trip to the recycling center, they'll get it taken care of and get you on your way. So that's one way we can help. The invasive species, we talk a lot about that, and that's one thing that's going to be tackled this weekend at the Earth Day celebration at the Conservation Club as well. A lot of talk about that. That seems to be top of mind.
Yes, because it's so huge. It's just they're taking over. They're taking over, and they are killing out what our native plants are. And that's sad, because there's a lot of bugs and animals and stuff that depend on those things, and we're killing them. If we're not killing them by the invasives taking over, we're cutting all of our trees down and things like that. So we need to be – that's the reason why I give these trees away every year. Trees are a wonderful thing. They clean our air, they give us oxygen, and they suck up the water too. So one tree can take up like 11,000 gallons of water a year, I think is the quote that I have on that. But we need to take care of our system here and not bring in other invasive plants into it that just take a control and wipe out ours.
It's just an education process. As we speak, the Earth Day celebration is going on a Saturday out at the Conservation Club. So much information there. We've got the foresters here. We've got so many people that are in the know. They'll even come to you if you've got a question about something.
Emily Finch is wonderful. She's our invasive species specialist. She's for three counties. I think it's Martin, Davies, and Orange, I think, are her three counties. But she is wonderful, a vast knowledge of the problems that we have in our communities. She knows where some of the real bad players, I'll call them, are, and they have worked with homeowners, and they have homeowner kits. So if you have her come out and help you figure out what's going on your property, they're giving kits away. There's a limited number of those, but you can contact Emily and get on her list to have her come out and check out and see what's going on your property.
So we've talked about the waterways. We've talked about invasive species. We've talked about recycling. What are we missing here? What else do we need to cover when it comes to Mother Earth and how we can do our part?
It's just simply what you purchase and what you're throwing away. These plastic bags that blow around town, many communities have banned those plastic bags out of their communities and out of their state, really. We need to be more conscientious of what you use. Take your own reusable bags. It's just everyday habits that you can get into that really do help.
It's that easy. Yeah, definitely. And there's ways you can help. This weekend, again, come out to the Earth Day celebration. Plant a tree. Plant two trees. Plant three trees. Good trees, not bad trees.
That's right.
And milkweed. Free milkweed here
help
at the
those monarchs.
Earth Day celebration today. That's always a big draw.
Right. Or if monarchs aren't your butterfly, pick another butterfly and find out what they like to eat and plant that. Some of them like some of the like dill and things like that. But yeah, find out what your favorite butterfly species likes and plant it in your yard. Grass. I hate grass. Quite frankly, I don't like mowing and it just takes up space. And what good does it do? It does none. The root system on regular grass is like 2 to 3 inches, where your native plants go way down into the ground, which helps the water go down into the ground. So they're just, native plants are awesome. So we
plant
need
them.
To be more. Plant them, get them out there. Pay attention to what you're doing daily. If you're throwing 10 bags of trash away a week, maybe you should look at what you're throwing away and why you're throwing that much away. I mean, let's be honest here, too. Landfills aren't going to last forever. You can only put so much stuff into the ground. And why are we putting things that we can reuse? That I have never understood. Why are we throwing cardboard and paper and things that we can make into something else? And your metals, too. You can turn around and use it into something else. So your daily habits.
And start with yourself.
Start with yourself.
You don't have to do any earth ground shaking stuff here.
And some people do. And then those are our wonderful people, like back, at the beginning of Earth, in 1970, on the origin of Earth Day, there was two people. And one, Senator Gaylord Nelson is the one that really seems to be the person that they think, but John McConnell was the founder and creator of Earth Day in 1969. They had a spill out in San Francisco, and he's the one that stepped forward and was talking about all the problems in the environment. But then come 1970, Senator Gaylord Nelson, he wanted to educate all the people on college campuses. And so that's really how the big Earth Day celebration every year came up, was because he was out there trying to teach these people that we need to do something. And I never say this right, but the Cuyahoga River in Ohio was catching fire. And there was all these things going on. So they got out there and they did the big thing, you know? And there was Rachel Carson's, and there was different people out there that did the big stuff, that stepped forward and said, we've really got to do this. But it can just be you. It can just be you on a daily basis making the right choices and not throwing stuff on the ground that's going to contaminate our groundwater or the ground itself. We pull our water from groundwater, and this is going to be the problem going forward. Water is going to be an issue if we don't watch what we're doing.
And, you know, speaking of which, pick it up around the neighborhood. We've got the neighborhood clean sweep event that's coming up next weekend on May 2nd, excuse me.
Thank you to Burkhart Insurance for that.
So you can get your team together, raise some money for your nonprofit, and just pick a block.
Yeah, pick a block. Pick an area that you want. I mean, usually they're real, real nice about letting you pick your own area where you're going to go out and do areas that are concern you. So that's great. That's wonderful. And they'll pay you for it. So I appreciate them for doing that for us. The trash is an issue, too. Our system does have two areas where we pull trash out of the wastewater system, but you can just never get all of it out.
It's, again, it's an ongoing struggle, but hopefully it's getting better. We do see light at the end of the tunnel. We do see, like I said, this next generation stepping up and being more aware, environmentally aware, which is great to see. Sam Quast is our guest. Good information today. Of course, Earth Day, the official celebration was on Wednesday, but actually we are celebrating it this weekend here in Washington on Saturday as we speak out at the Conservation Club. So if you've got time to still come on out till 2 o'clock this afternoon, lots of great information here, free giveaways. Be sure to stop by. There's a kids' corner. There's food trucks and experts here to answer any questions you have.
And you can sign up to win a rain barrel, and I've forgotten that in all of the advertising, but I will be giving away a rain barrel. And then we also do discount the rain barrels for people too, which is great, because then you're not paying a sewer bill to go with trying to water your plants. So you can use natural rainwater to water all your plants and not pay a sewer bill to go along with it.
Well, I know you put a lot of work into this, Sam, and we always appreciate teaming up with you for the Earth Day celebration. Thank you for sharing some time with us. If we can't get anything else across, just do your part.
Do your part. Step. Just think about what you do on a daily basis and take care of you. And a lot of times that really helps the whole group. So
good information, Sam. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dwayne.
Focus on the Community presented by First Federal Savings Bank, Washington's locally owned bank. You can download a podcast of today's show by visiting our website at WAMWAMFM.com. I'm Dwayne Shake, inviting you to tune in each weekend as we shine a spotlight on a topic important to our community and focus on the community here on WAMW.